So we have a lot to talk about since last time we were here.
We do.
Yeah, we had...
This room makes me feel itchy.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like there's bugs crawling on me. I don't think there are. I just feel like there are.
Right. For those listeners who don't know, we had a bit of a bug infestation. For that one listener who doesn't know us. We had a bit of a bug infestation, and it was bird mites.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. I don't think anyone should ever have to go through that.
Yeah, it kind of fucking sucked.
Kinda. Totally. Thank you for dealing with it.
Well, I got to deal with it, but you got to live with the brunt of it because they were loving you more than me or Kat or the cat or anyone else.
Right. Well, we don't know. We hope. I don't think they loved me more. I think it's just that they were on my phone because they were in my office. So everything I touched had bugs on it, and I didn't realize it until
no,
I realized
no, no, no,
it.
No, no, no. You were their person.
I am the bug mite person. You are Mishka's person. I am the bug mites person.
Yeah, I'll take that any day over.
Well, and mosquitoes don't like me. They like you. So I guess bird mites like me.
Yeah.
I have a weird thing with birds. It's always like my whole life I've had this thing with birds.
They torment you?
That or they're just like really attracted to me and it feels like they're tormenting me. But as I've gotten older, I think, well, maybe they just like me. Maybe I was a bird in my past life and they know that. They remember me. They can sense it.
So they're just trying to commune with
they're
you.
They're trying to be closer to me and I'm terrified. So I run screaming and flailing my arms. And well, people stare and go, what the hell is happening there?
Except with chickens.
Hmm.
Though you are a little apprehensive with the chickens.
I'm a little apprehensive. When I was a kid, the chickens used to peck me and they terrified me. The goose terrified me. Lily took care of the birds.
Right.
The geese, the turkeys, the ducks, the chickens, and the rabbits for that matter. The rabbits did not terrify me. But yeah, when I was little, my bedroom was in the attic and birds used to sneak into my room. I say sneak. They probably just accidentally got into my room and would freak out. And so I would freak out and then Dad would make me catch them to release them. And it was actually a terrifying moment in my childhood, which is what spawned my fear of birds. Well, you've seen me. Remember on Beach Street when birds would get into the office? Somehow they'd fly in the open door and I'd run screaming, ah, like a child. Everyone's right. Like, what is happening? It's just
a
bird.
All that for a damn finch.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I can't come back in till it's gone. I can't even be in a room if I think there might be a bird somewhere hiding in the room. I can't do it.
Well, how the hell do you go to Costco then?
No, that's okay.
Because
that's
okay.
It's a big enough space. The chances of it coming down and hitting me in the head are fairly minor. I'm a realist. I can even go to the zoo and go into those.
Oh, the bird enclosures?
Yeah, I'm okay with that too. Because why?
Unless there's that one obstinate bird standing in the middle of everything.
That was a little creepy. Yeah, that one. It was a big bird. What was that? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
It was a big bird.
I mean, it was big, about colorful. A little bit bigger than a chicken, smaller than a pelican.
Smaller than a pelican. I would have said smaller than a peacock, but I like pelican.
Well, peacocks are, you know, kind of...
They're big.
They're deceptively large,
this
too.
One was a pheasant. It was a member of the pigeon family or the pheasant family. I think it was pigeon.
No, pigeon would have been small.
No, no, no. If you look at the names of birds at the zoo, they have a certain type of pigeon that's larger, that has a really long fanned out tail feathers, and a crown. It's called a queen pheasant or a queen pigeon. I forget. Crown pigeon? I forget. Doesn't matter. Anyway.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look this up.
Look it up. Look it up. So anyway, yeah. Bird mites. So yeah, we had an infestation of bird mites. That was crazy. The worst part is that we thought it was bed bugs for about 3 hours. I have to say, those were 3 hours I don't ever want to relive again.
No, and... we got lucky, I guess you could say, because there was just bird mites and not
bed bugs. It could have been worse, right? The whole time I was thinking, be grateful, be grateful. They're just bird mites. They'll go away.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is you don't have to worry about a reoccurring bird mite infestation typically.
And I think we should mention for those listening, bird mites are species specific, but apparently they don't know that. So they will get on a human and bite them and die because they don't get the nutrients they need. But they're looking for a host and they don't know that the human isn't a viable host.
But more importantly, they die.
Right. But I have to say they didn't bite me. Maybe because they only crawled on me for a short period of time and I would find them and get them.
They went from the warmth of your phone to the warmth of your ear.
Oh my God, they did. They were crawling on my neck and my cheek and around my ears. It was fucking crazy. It was like something out of a horror film. And I kept thinking, something's crawling on me.
Alfred Hitchcock's The Bird Mites.
But like, you can't see them because they're so small. They're smaller than a piece of pepper. Like they're a speck, a minute speck of dust. So I couldn't see them, but I knew they were there. So I finally grabbed a piece of packing tape and stuck it to my cheek and then inspected the packing tape with your binocular,
The monocular with that little attachment.
Yeah, with the attachment. So I could get in on it. And I was like, oh my God, that's the creepiest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, they are tropical bird mites and they're fucking creepy. And they have eight legs. Which is why we knew they weren't bed bugs.
Right.
Of course, later we found out that they were too small to be bed bugs, but we didn't know that. So yeah, they're part of the arachnid family and they are creepy. What was crazy is you can see their intestines because they're kind of clear. So you can see like they're...
Oh, right. So if they're dark, you
know that means they've been... Fed. Exactly.
Ugh.
And when they... Yeah, totally creepy, but also really cool. Like, I think we should put the pictures that we took, especially the video of them moving right after I grabbed them off of my neck with the tape. We should put that on the website so people can see it. It's really creepy.
Yeah.
But it's also really cool. Like, nature is amazing.
Right. There's millions of parasites trying to eat and kill you at any point in time.
Right. I just happened to know about this one and it couldn't kill me.
Yeah. They don't even carry diseases, which is nice.
Yeah. They're absolutely harmless.
Annoying, but harmless. Annoying.
Yeah. I was freaked out. The problem is you can't see them. So you don't know if they're there.
Well, that's the problem that I had because the entire time you were gone, because you went to DC and left me here with this shit show. So for days,
I'm very sorry about that.
I was just vacuuming just because I can't see them even, you know, I think I have one on me and I'm like, oh no, that's just dead skin.
I got really good at dead identifying skin. Them with my naked eye.
Yeah. My eyes don't do that apparently because I couldn't tell pepper from skin, from bird mites, from anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have a certain
So I just
shape.
Kept vacuuming. I'd spray that.
Well, thank you.
That stuff. The winter mint smelling stuff all over this room and just
the podcast room was the bird mite room.
Jesus.
It shut us down for a while. But so they're gone.
They're gone. This room is as clean as it'll ever be.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe not. I keep it pretty clean.
Well, yeah, but now it's clean of bird mites too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I'm really glad we don't have bird mites. So today when I had my head stuck inside the chicken coop and I was trying to scrape poop, I was thinking to myself, I know there's bird mites in here, which I think is why I feel like there's stuff crawling on me.
Right. Well, those bird mites you can actually see.
No, you, but they're not all the red ones. Those spider mites are just one type of bird mite.
Right.
I think we should give our chickens some more...
Diatomaceous earth.
Yeah.
I saw Easy taking a bath in it earlier today.
Oh, good. Good.
So she was going to town in it.
I love it when they do that. It's so cute.
They kick up a lot of freaking dust.
They do. It's pretty impressive. They definitely have a schedule, you know, like in the morning, they scratch around and look for bugs and eat. And then like, I guess it's around like 11:30 or noon. they go off into that one corner and they just kind of like preen and take their dirt baths and relax.
It's like a spa day.
It's every like day. It's like a spa part of their day. Yeah. And then they have like the moment where they go lay their eggs.
Which is about the time that Sunny escapes.
And Sunny decides, I don't want to lay my egg here. Fuck these birds. I need privacy. That's when she escapes somehow. I wonder how many eggs are down in that backyard that we think she didn't lay an egg that day, but really she just laid it somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I've checked her usual spots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time she comes up missing.
Go and look in the spots.
I look in all the but we usual
don't,
spots.
We don't know what her usual spots are, so we could be missing eggs.
True. I mean.
Crazy.
But bitches. She's only escaped a couple times.
Every
but you're
day.
Thinking the, you're thinking the times that that we've actually let them roam around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're gonna step on rotten eggs someday.
At some point. No, I think something would have eaten it by now. So
I
yeah.
wish someone would eat the damn gopher.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than the egg. Because, I mean, what's going to eat an egg? Probably something the size of a gopher snake. Well.
Eat the gopher.
How about you eat the gopher, you bastard?
The snake or the gopher?
The snake eating the gopher.
You know, I always hear on Nextdoor that we have so many snakes around and there's so many snake sightings. I've never seen a snake.
Me neither. And everyone thinks that gopher snakes are rattlers.
Which is awesome.
It's like, really? Look at the fucking tail, you idiot. Does it have rattles? No, not a rattlesnake then.
Well, people are afraid. They can't get close enough to actually identify it.
Well, they get
it.
Close enough to take a damn photo.
Well,
and
that's
post
true.
It on Nextdoor.
That's true. Yeah, never underestimate the power of intelligence.
No, I think you mean...
Or lack thereof. Yeah.
Never underestimate the predictability of stupidity.
Well, there's that too. It's a little cliche.
Yeah, what's that from? Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
Oh, we should watch that. Such a good movie.
It is that.
I think we own it.
On DVD.
Do we even have a DVD player? Is
yes,
that a thing?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do? Okay. I haven't seen it since, well, I don't know, since I haven't seen it. Where is it?
It's under the television.
Oh.
In the console.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll never have a reason to look in there.
And no one does.
DVD. Well, I'd like to know how many eggs we got today.
Today, we got 3 eggs.
Ooh, it's a 3-egg day.
It's a 3-egg day.
Nice.
Yesterday was a 0-egg day. The day before that was a 3-egg day.
So we had 3 eggs almost in a row.
We had 3, 0, and 3.
Okay, so let's take a wager. What's tomorrow going to be?
Well,
I'm going to go with 1.
If history is anything to go by, then it'd be 0 because we've never gotten a single egg after
a three-egg day. Weird. I don't think that's true. You should start writing this down. Is that what that is?
That's what this is.
Oh, wow. Okay, tell me what you got.
Well, so we just went through what I've got. It's only the last 3 days.
303.
So, yeah, so, 303. But there are other notes in here.
Your sampling is very small.
It's
go
very
on.
Very small. It's 3 days worth of sampling.
So, yeah. We might call that anecdotal.
I have just
evidence.
Started my scientific research here.
Cool.
As to the egg laying trends of our chickens.
I like it. That's good.
So, but I've written down a couple other things that have happened over the past 3 days because I wanted to remember them.
Okay.
You know, I don't have anything today because today was just bullshit work.
Oh, yeah. Work.
Yeah.
That.
Bullshit. But on 6:30, which was 2 days ago, I have written down. Now, I always, you know, my notes are pretty sparse.
Sparse, for sure.
So, this
the hell
just,
does that mean?
This just says wine glass incident.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I know what it is.
Okay. Why did you write that down?
Well, because I didn't want to forget the visual of you doing your hair and having the hairdryer cable wrap around the wine glass and then you yank it off the
counter.
Off the counter, only to catch it and spill just a minimal amount of wine.
But I caught it. So picture this. So I'm blow drying my hair. And I've got the blow dryer in my right hand and the brush in my left hand. and I heard the wine glass drop. I didn't see it. I heard it slide off the counter.
Because there's a very distinct sound when a wine glass slides on tile.
Totally. Yeah. So in my panic, somehow I had the luck, wherewithal, I don't know, to reach down with the blow dryer and the brush and scoop up the wine glass in midair and not let it crash to the ground.
You could have died. You could have shocked.
I could have totally died. I had wine everywhere. It was all over the blow dryer. And then but the funniest part of it is like, okay, that's great. I caught the wine glass. But the cord to the blow dryer was wrapped around the wine glass and the blow dryer was on. And at this point, my brain's like, blah, totally like over circuitry is totally blown, right? So I'm trying to set the wine glass back up on the counter and I can't because every time I'd pull it away, it would pull it back off and I didn't realize it was because the cord was around it. If I had just like taken the brush and set it down, I could have managed the situation much better. But I was just like, ah, yeah. But I figured it out. I figured it out. It just took a while. It was like, what is happening? Yeah. So thanks. I'm glad you wrote that down. And thanks for reminding me of one of my more graceless moments.
Well, again, it's just something I wanted to remember for myself.
Cool. Cool. Okay. Well, now it's documented. It's forever in history.
Yeah. As long as, you know, the digital medium will allow. And this
good
paper.
Good point. And that paper. Pencil. That's true. Pen and paper. What a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I can't wait until... You know, someone
you should put dates comes next up to those with things.
They are. Oh, there's dates.
Gotcha.
I can't wait till someone, you know, is excavating whatever and comes upon all my field notes.
Hmm.
And is just like, what the f- is this chicken scratch?
And what's a wine glass?
What is this wine glass?
What is wine? Oh my gosh. That would be terrible if people didn't know what wine was.
Right? I can't imagine that's going anywhere anytime soon.
So what else is in there?
Well, there's only one other entry aside from eggs, because again, I didn't really have an entry today other than eggs. But yesterday, I was listening. I learned about something, and so Ted Turner, the founder of CNN and Turner
Movie Classics,
Turner Movie Classics, and Turner
Broadcasting,
what is it? Turner Broadcast Network, and all these other things, multi-billionaire.
Sure.
So on. What was it? He has basically like a doomsday video.
Oh.
So if the U.S. were going to suffer nuclear annihilation, you know, and we only had like 12 minutes to live or whatever, he had a video for a final broadcast already created, you know, in the can, ready to go. It's like, oh, we as a species are dying and this is... The Ted Turner final broadcast, and it's basically just...
Wait, this was serious?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I meant to look it up online. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
No, I just heard about it.
This is terrible. Well, we have to put this on the website.
Right.
Okay. That's hysterical. So when did he create this?
This was at the height of the Cold War, I think.
Okay, that makes sense.
Before Russia or USSR crumbled.
So right? They just found this?
No, it's just something I just learned about.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm sure it's
we
on YouTube,
do this.
Right?
We should have our own 12-minute doomsday video.
Right? What would you put on that doomsday video?
So is the idea that if people find it, this is what they know about society?
No, the idea is it's the last...
It's the, like, last,
the last
broadcast.
12 minutes broadcast or however long.
So you know,
on Turner Network.
Yeah.
On Turner Networks, you know. And it was basically, I guess...
So he intended for people to actually... watch it as they were dying.
People who were watching TV, you know, were like,
they're like, well, we can't stop watching. I know the world's coming to an end, but we have to see what happens.
Right? Like, you wouldn't just try to do anything
like
other,
anything
for the last
other
12
than watch
minutes
television?
Of your existence.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm going to sit there and watch fucking a military band go, you know, just,
yeah.
Because apparently that's what
that.
It is.
That sounded good. Huh, that's interesting.
Speaking of military, holy shit, did you see any headlines today?
You know, it's funny you say that because a headline came across my computer and on my email. And I was like, I can't look at that. I had so much to get done today. But I remember thinking to myself, what the fuck was that? And wanting to go back. Yeah. So what was it?
I haven't read any articles on it. I just saw like a
picture,
a flipboard.
Gotcha.
You know, it's just a brief summary, headline, photo.
Okay.
Apparently, our illustrious president wants to have, for the 4th of July parade, he's planning on full-on fucking military parade with like tanks and fucking aircraft overhead.
That was good too. You have really good sound effects. Wait, what?
Yeah, he wants a full-on, I don't know where the hell it is. I assume it's D.C. Is that where the big 4th of July parade is?
Hell if I know. I didn't know we had a big 4th of July parade.
That's right?
Terrible.
Who gives a shit? It's a waste of money.
Yeah.
Just have some fireworks and hot dogs and have an American beer and.
Yeah, I think it's important to celebrate the 4th of July, but to have all of that, I don't know. What did he do last year?
I don't know. I think it was just kind of the normal, like same.
You know, okay, so he's coming up on re-election. He's trying to move his base and get them excited, and he's a total fucking nationalist, so I guess it kind of makes sense.
Well, and he spent the last couple months, like, traveling to Russia and North Korea.
North Korea.
Of course he wants a military parade now.
He's like, wait a minute, I want a military parade. I'm important. I'm a dictator. Wow. That's really sad. I was really, really saddened by the North Korea thing. The fact that
him being the first president?
Well, no.
To set foot on it, or
no? Well, yes, but when he said, "I am honored. This is a proud moment, and I'm so honored." I was like, "Fuck you!" North Korea treats their people so poorly. And they are the human wrongs that are happening there, to me, is just inexcusable. And so for our president to say he's honored, like, it's just, to me, it's so disrespectful to human rights.
Yeah, human rights and
not to mention like diplomacy and like,
well, I don't know how many Korean War vets are left. You know, that's got to be galling for them, right?
Right. I mean, the whole thing is just like, wow. Like, he has no clue what's happening. No clue. All he cares about is being the first to set foot on. I mean, like, what the?
He cares about.
It's very upsetting.
Well, two things. You know, normally I would say, well, he cares about one thing, himself. But number one, himself. Number two, undoing everything Obama did.
That's true.
But, you know, in some things he's doing the status quo because that's what business interests want.
Right. Well, I'm just, in particular, I was just that was upsetting. I mean, everything he does is pretty upsetting, but that in particular was like a slap in the face.
Yeah, that just kind of, for me, it was just like, oh, it's just another day in the reality show.
Yeah, I know, but.
It's like I've got outrage fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I just think about the people who live there and their quality of life. And there's nothing we can do about it. But at the very least, we can't give him that propaganda moment to say, look, even America thinks I'm great. You know, even the president came to meet me because I'm so good. Look what a great job I'm doing. I mean, Kim Jong... Yeah, and he didn't need that propaganda moment.
Well, and someone put together a side-by-side of the Korean propaganda broadcast and then Fox broadcast.
No shit.
And it fucking read identically.
That's awful. Yeah. Okay, that's scary shit.
Yeah, I mean, propaganda is just part of being in any country. They all do it, you know?
Well, but it's particularly scary because... just the times and what's happening.
Oh my God,
right,
is there something
now
crawling on me?
Okay. We should stop talking about politics.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't a political podcast.
It's very upsetting.
There's so many political podcasts that we don't have any insight.
No, zero. Our opinions mean zero. Squat. Speaking of squatting. You're looking at me like, where are you going with that?
I mean, the bathroom's over there, but.
So when I squat down to poop at the scoop, Sunny likes to peck at me. Does she peck at you?
Yeah, she does.
I'm like, wait, what are you doing? You can't eat me.
Well, I can't wear shorts down there, or they think all my freckles are some sort of insect or something.
Yeah, they like my rings, anything shiny.
And which is basically my legs, because I'm so fucking pasty white, right?
Well, that is true. She's also really attracted to things that swing. So if I have on a pair of pants or a dress or some sort of a sweater,
if you have any tassels.
Tassels. Yeah. Or like a drawstring or something. It grabs her attention and she will like try and jump up and grab it.
I was digging. Looking under the coop.
Yeah.
Trying to find an egg.
Oh.
And she pecked me in the head.
Oh my God.
Get the fuck away, bird.
What is she doing?
Do I have mites in my hair? Possibly.
It's possible. I should go down there and see if she pecks at my head. Oh my gosh. Everything I think I see becomes a bird mite to me. I don't like being pecked by chickens. So this goes back to my fear of birds. It really freaks me out. But I force myself to do it. In fact, this has been my attack. Would you
pretend they're dogs or something?
Dogs? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Pretend that our chickens aren't chickens. Maybe they're rabbits.
No.
Hello, bunnies.
They are pretty damn cute. And they do have fuzzy butts. I love their fluffy butts. They're so cute when they run. It just cracks me up. Or when they scratch and they kick their legs out. Oh my God, we have to get video of that and put it on the website. It is so cute. But no, what I'm saying is I have a past fear of birds. And so I decided I'm going to conquer this. So I put scratch in my hand and let them eat out of it. And then I'm like, oh, that doesn't actually hurt. And even if they get like a little fold of skin on accident, it's just like a little peck, you know, it doesn't hurt. So when she starts getting all funky and she looks like she's going to jump up at me and it looks like this bird's going to attack me. But really, I know she just wants something. She wants scratch. She wants food. She's excited. So I put my hand down to show her and she looks at it like, fuck that, and walks off. So I force myself to, are you writing something down?
Nope.
Oh, I'm like, is this that interesting?
No.
Like, what's happening? So I force myself to let her like, and then sometimes she'll grab my ring, especially if I put like the ruby side out. She'll try and grab it in her beak and pull on it. It's pretty damn funny. But I still have to, every time, it's like rock climbing. Like I get to the top of the climb and it's terrifying. And then I have to remind myself, oh yeah, I'm fine. This is awesome. I'm safe. And then by the end of that day of climbing, my fear is pretty much gone. But then the next time we go out, I start off with absolute terror. Like, this is scary shit. What is wrong with me? Luckily, I'm not terrified of our chickens, but I do have to every time sort of like take a step back and remind myself they can't hurt me.
Yeah, they can't. No. And if they try, then they just become footballs.
They're so, that's so nice.
I kid.
They're so sweet.
Mostly.
Hey, did you hear that buzzing just start up? What happened?
That buzzing?
Maybe it's my headphones. You know what I should do?
What?
Refill my wine glass.
Oh, all right. We'll stop.
Oh, you can see if you hear 3, 4.
Stop that.
Sorry.
And we're live.
Oh my God, we're live?
Well.
Live from Saturday Night Chickens. Just kidding. It's Tuesday.
Mm. Womp womp.
So we forgot to do our intro. You ready?
Jesus. All right.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Chad.
And we're married with chickens. You didn't sound very enthusiastic. So I was thinking about that. I think it's dumb. I don't think we should do it.
Why the hell did you make me do it then?
Because I think it's funny. But yeah, it's kind of dumb. Like to really like, it's so not us to start off a podcast like that is sort of ridiculous. But then again, this podcast is ridiculous.
Right.
So maybe we should do it. Let's do it again, but this time more seriously.
Okay. I'm serious now. This is me, serious.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Chad.
And we're
married with chickens. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, I like that. That was good.
Johnny Carson, right?
Oh, here's Johnny.
And then Doc Severinsen would on the trumpet.
Doc Severinsen was on Johnny Carson? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's cool.
I love Doc.
Me too. Maybe don't love him.
And then who followed Johnny Carson? Was that Leno?
Jay Leno?
Yeah.
I feel like that's not true.
It doesn't feel right.
I feel like there was someone in between.
Someone in between, and I seem to remember.
David Letterman?
Yeah,
different
I don't
show?
Know.
I'm confused. Yeah, there's so many late night shows. It's hard to keep them straight.
It's a dead genre at this point.
Is it?
So fucking cheesy. It's just stupid. Opening monologue. Ha ha ha. Poke fun at whatever president happens to be there. Ha ha ha.
Okay, well, I disagree.
And then on to the guests, and then the guests sell you shit. Like,
sell
hey,
you
come,
shit.
Yeah, it's all.
Come
hey,
to the
read
San
my
Diego
book
Zoo.
Or come to my,
well, maybe.
Come to my thing, and
Thank
then
God
we're
for
done.
That. Okay, but there are some really funny. So I love Stephen Colbert. Love him.
Yeah, but he was much better as
he was.
You know, with the you know his
the Colbert
Comedy Central
Report.
Show.
Yeah, he was.
Because now he's just another fucking late night host.
And then, okay, so let's name them.
Stephen Colbert.
I'm drawing a total blank.
Is he he's late night?
He's the late, late show.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's it. But.
And then there's the guy who does all this. Oh, I love him.
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, I've never watched him, but I like him. He's funny.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah, I like him. Okay, and then there's Jimmy Kimmel? No.
Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah.
I've never watched him either. And then there's the guy who I actually really like, who's always singing, and he's actually really good.
Oh, James Corden?
Oh my God, I love him.
Who
but
does
no.
Carpool karaoke?
That I love. No, I'm talking about the other guy with the dark hair who has the Roots.
Jimmy Fallon.
He's awesome.
Yeah, the Roots are awesome.
The Roots are awesome.
Jimmy Fallon's
awesome.
Annoying as shit.
Is he? Yeah, I like him. I've only seen it a couple times.
I mean, the running gag is like everything the person says on the other side of the couch, he laughs at. It's like, ha, 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 everything's fucking hysterical. And guess what? Shit's not hysterical.
Wow.
Shit is real. And
sometimes
they don't deal with
real.
Any of that on late night.
Well, I think that's why I like Colbert, because he does deal with that. Oh, okay. I guess Comedy Central doesn't count. I was going to list off a bunch more people.
Oh, because that'd be, yeah, I think we're talking just.
Like Trevor Noah, but.
Yeah. Right. But I think we were kind of limiting ourselves to network.
We were.
But then I don't know if Conan is.
Network. I don't know either. I just don't watch television, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, we don't even have a cable package.
Right.
Of any sort.
So we hear television is about to be decapitated. Have you heard this?
Well, you were telling me the other day about how it's going back to buying premium packages, and now we're going to be paying a lot more for it.
Well, so what's happening is Disney and all of the various content providers are realizing, hey, we don't need to license this. We can just create our own paywall, create our own content, and then we're the ones making the money.
Yeah, I hope they fucking tank.
I just don't think it's going to go well. I just don't think it's going to go well. I mean, if you have to have a subscription to Disney and Time.
Well, it's
going to
be like Disney, Showtime, HBO,
but it's not
TBS.
Showtime and...
It already is. You have to, like, you can't just watch Showtime, right? You have to buy the extension package on Amazon.
Right. So it's going to be like that for everyone. So, for example, Disney owns all the Marvel. Who is it that created The Office?
Ricky Gervais.
No. The network.
Oh, I don't know. It was
whoever that is. They're pulling their content and they're going to have a paywall. So anything they create. So it's going to be like every single content creator is going to have their own paywall. It's like bringing it back to where it used to be.
Yeah, and you know what? That's going to usher in the new age of piracy.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
I mean, it's going to go back to,
it's like
going to cycle
through. Yeah, exactly.
And people are going to keep it on their, you know, their home systems again.
So what else do we have to report? So work has been dismal. Like,
right.
Dismal. But it's getting better. It will get better. I have big plans. I always have big plans.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of big things in the works.
We got, yeah, we do.
This being least among them.
Good thing we're spending so much time on it. But this is fun. This is where we get to play and not care.
And right. Because I'm hardly going to cut any of this out. It's
no,
just gonna go,
you just have to bleep the names. Up it goes. Bleep the names. We just talked about our parents. We have to bleep our names. People
Why?
Can't.
No one's going to find it.
No one's going to listen to us.
No one's going to listen to us. Who's going to look up marriedwithchickens.com?
I want you to bleep the names. That's all. Please.
For you, I will.
Oh, thank you,
begrudgingly.
Baby. Begrudgingly bleep. Ooh, that's a great name. Ooh, we should talk about your ideas. What was that one?
They're so fleeting.
Pentecostal.
Oh, Pentecostal paramedics.
Yes, that's a great idea. Oh, wait, there's another one too. Okay, I like this idea way better than Pentecostal paramedics, although that one's good. We can go back to it. So you rode your bicycle from your bicycle. Correction. You rode your Harley Davidson motor sport.
Harley Davidson Sportster.
Sportster. Yeah. That thing, that beast from Newton, Iowa to San Diego, California.
Am I going to have to bleep those names too?
No, you're not. If people do the research, they can find us.
Right.
So anyway, you got over 100,000 comments on your YouTube video, which is fucking awesome and nuts. And they're all crazy people. So my idea is that we find these people, because like I just said, you can find anyone if you really want to. And we show up on their doorstep and like say, hey, I'm Chad Thompson. And you had some negative things to say about my video. I'd love to sit down and talk to you about it. Do you have a minute? Like in a really friendly way. They would be like, A, startled. B, everyone wants to be recorded and on TV or on a podcast or anything.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, oh, amazing, yeah, I'm actually. Sorry. You know, they would be into it. So read us some of the comments. Do you have any?
Oh, yeah.
Can you pull them up? Okay,
so
let's hear them.
111,126 views as of today.
Not comments.
Views. 908 comments.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it.
So here's the most recent one from one day ago.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
This is literally the most recent comment. This guy is a raging pussy. LOL. It's an 86 Sportster, dude. And you're riding it across country. That's like buying an 86 CJ7, taking it across country and bitching and complaining about and postulating that you can't understand why all these people would take their fully decked out Jeep Grand Cherokee touring package across country. This bike is made to ride to the bar, up to the mountains for a couple hours, and to the store to look cool.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
To look cool. You did look pretty cool. I have to admit, you looked pretty cool.
Yeah, not really.
Yes, you
Does
did.
Look
you looked
cool
kind of
Harley?
Manly. Yeah. Well, I'm married to you and I thought it was kind of sexy.
Right. But was it sexier than the 1964 matchless G15 CSR?
A lot less sexy.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, you looked sexy, not the bike.
Oh, yeah. I certainly didn't look cool.
Yeah,
I don't think that's possible.
Was a badass bike. It was a cool bike.
But
it's
yeah,
still
I mean,
a cool bike.
But the funny thing is like, firstly, it's not an 86 Sportster.
Oh, what year is it?
It's a 94.
Well, he should have paid more attention.
I know.
Listen here, brother.
It was right there in the first 30 seconds of the video.
I know, right? That's the funny thing is people think they just have no idea what's really happening.
Well, they get something in their head and then that's that.
Well, yeah. I love that they want to comment on it. It's really funny.
I know. It's like, who takes... I mean, now, to be fair, I will, like, respond to a lot of them, but it's like...
Okay, so postulating.
The fact that he used postulating was kind of funny.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome.
Complaining. So it's taking it across country and bitching and complaining and postulating that you can't understand why all these people would take their... And he goes on to some... Fucking
yeah,
tirade about
do?
Jeeps.
Yeah, what does that have to do with anything?
Like a Jeep is another, like a common touchstone that people are going to understand.
Hmm. Yeah, I bet you're
I right. happen to know what an 86 CJ7 is.
I don't.
Well, because Nathan kind of owned. His wasn't an 86, but.
Oh, that was a, okay.
That was a turd.
That was a
vehicle.
Piece of shit vehicle. Fucking hated that thing. Exactly. So did Nathan, for that matter. Oh, we don't have to beep his name. Oh, man, that's awesome. But I totally understood where he's coming from. He's like, I'm going to own this. You know, it's like the kind of thing you own when you're in high school or early
or
college.
Or get divorced.
Yeah, it's like, fuck yeah, I'm doing this. And I'm sure it was really fun for him to ride for like 3 days. Ride or drive in this case. And then he's like, what have I done? So yeah, I think it would be really fun and funny and really good video to find these people and then sit down and have a conversation with them.
Just to meet the fucking trolls.
Meet the trolls. Oh my God, that's the name of it. Meet the trolls.
Hi.
So,
sounds like a lot of damn work.
So here's what we do.
And I would be literally flying across country to meet some asshole.
Totally. They could be like even more of an asshole in person, though I doubt it.
I doubt it too, but
Most people aren't really that much of an asshole. Once you get them in person, they're not going to say the kind of stuff that they'll say with anonymity.
I don't know if that's the case anymore, though.
Oh, maybe you're
right. Wonder about that, because people have no fear of being an asshole.
I think they do, especially if they're being recorded. I mean, about a motorbike, for God's sakes. Plus, you're a tall, white Norwegian male.
200 plus pounds.
201.
204.
Oh, you've gained a couple pounds. How is that possible? You haven't been eating sweets.
I fluctuate like a couple pounds in a day.
I fluctuate like 5 pounds. I've been really proud of you. You haven't had your daily sweets. You've been eating dates like crazy. You're almost through that pack of dates.
Well, to be fair, dates are sweets.
Yeah, but it's a natural sugar. So it's not like eating a powdered
I'm not eating Reese's
donut,
peanut butter cups.
For example. Yeah. I'm so glad that you've cut that shit out of your life for now.
For now.
I just want to say I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you. still doing the natural sugars and well. I'm having a beer tonight, which I'm not supposed to do, but.
Ah, fuck it. Life is short. Possibly shorter
Seriously,
if we keep
could,
drinking.
Right. But think about it. You know, you're shaving off the worst years of your life.
Mm. Like, that's a really good
point.
Like
if my lifespan is going to be, you know, 95 years and I live to 90 instead, well.
Fuck it.
Yeah, great.
That's a good point. So I think we can just keep talking.
Yeah.
I like talking to you.
Oh, yeah?
It might. You want more?
You like?
You want more? It might make my heart explode.
The 100% chocolate?
Might be. That's a word. Sorry, I have a chocolatiness. Chalky. Sorry. Seriously, can you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you're on mic, baby. Well, now you're just going to move it away from you? I can't hear you at all.
I was just going to swallow.
Oh. Well, for that, you need to put the microphone up to your throat and you'll...
Don't ever, ever do that again.
¿Por qué no, mi amor?
That was awful. Oh my God, we're just going to have like slurping noises for a whole session of Married with Chickens. No, we're not. Don't do it.
No.
You're awful.
I'm not awful. I'm just up on trends. These things are big.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You think we can...
ASMR, that's a thing.
What's ASMR?
I forget what the acronym stands for.
Sounds... Many resonate.
Oh, jeez.
A sound might
resonate.
You make
me look it up, aren't you? All right.
A simple moaning.
Hey-o. That's kind of what it is.
Oh, really?
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
Ugh.
And what it is a lot of people talking very quietly into a microphone while they do something. And then people listen to it and watch
That's fucking
videos.
Weird.
So there'll be like people combing their hair and you.
Wait, seriously?
Yes.
People like that?
Apparently. It's a thing.
Oh my God. I remember when people used to have videos of themselves eating, or no, I remember crying while eating.
Crying while eating was fucking hilarious. Speaking of eating, though, there is another like weird video trend. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's like small Asian women eating massive amounts of food. Loudly. No, it's like your worst right fucking nightmare.
But I am shaking my head in disbelief. Why?
I don't know.
So
why do people watch unboxing videos? I don't know.
Unboxing.
Ah, jeez.
I am so not hip to the latest trends.
So yeah, like some new widget will come out and people will be like, oh, it's the iPhone, you know, insert whatever.
And then they literally unbox
their new item.
You do like, that.
I don't do videos of it.
Yes, you do.
What do you mean?
Okay. Now, to be fair, you share them with Nathan. But yeah, when I got you your new last year on your birthday, when you got that record, the gold records.
Oh, well, that's
from the Apollo. Wait.
Yeah. From the Voyager mission.
From the Voyager. Thank you. Yeah, you totally unboxed that and recorded it and put it on social.
Yeah, but that was different.
But that was unboxing. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're wrong. Because it's actually the opening of the package as it comes from, you know, UPS. So you get through the fucking Amazon box and it's like, oh, now you pull out all the packaging. And it's like, now you're down to the... It's not really about the thing as much as it is about all the shit around the thing. And it's popular. Now, here's an annoying thing. Coming from photography and camera background, which means, you know, fairly well steeped in Japanese packaging. For whatever reason, the Japanese love packaging. They love boxes. So maybe that's where the popularity is. I don't know. You know, so it's like every Japanese camera you get is like, it's got like these layers of, you've got to fold these things out of the way, and then you know, gingerly move the rice paper out off to the sides, and then inside that is another thing, and it's like, finally you get to the fucking camera inside. After all this layers upon layers of boxes and slip cases and...
I'm kind of a fan of that.
I'm annoyed by it because it's like, you could just charge me less for the fucking camera.
Well, I mean,
put it in a burlap sack. I don't give a shit.
No, I hear you. I hear you. But... like, I like wrapping things for you, like at Christmas. I love wrapping something in a small box and then putting that in a bigger box with a whole bunch of shoes and weights and various right. clothing in another box, and then put that in another box, and then hiding that and then putting a note to you in the, like, in an envelope.
You like to make me work for shit.
I like to make you work for shit. It's fun.
Yeah. For some, more Why? Than others.
Okay, so here's what we should... give some background. So why do I do that? Because every fucking year...
because I have 100% fucking accuracy by just feeling something.
You do. You just guess it. You look at it from across the room and you say, that's a whatever it is. And you name it. That's a garlic press. What? How the fuck do you know that? What is wrong with you? Why are you guessing your gifts? Accurately, I might add. So I started taking to tricking you. And it's fun.
Yeah, but now I'm like, oh, that feels like a garlic press with a 5-pound dumbbell in it.
No, you don't. You've never guessed when that I did that. Yeah, I put books and clothing and fucking rocks if I can. I'll package that shit up tight and heavy and long and awkward. And then I'll hide it and give you a card that says, look in the freezer. But then I'll give you a hint. And then you have to realize that, oh, the next hint is in the Great Expectations book on page 175.
Right. Well, that didn't work out the year you bought me a puppy, though.
No, the puppy was dead.
Yeah.
That sucked. Not true. We don't have a puppy. Not because it died.
Yeah, because
it's dead. No, I would never do that. That's funny, though.
Yeah, crazy. Nothing's funnier than a dead puppy.
Oh. Maybe a dead chicken. Not funny.
Yeah.
Neither of those things are funny. It's terrible.
No, but it's going to happen. I mean, at some point, one of those three chickens is going to meet their demise.
Oh, I know.
Either by a coyote or a raccoon. Or
that's not true, Chad. They're going to die of
natural causes
and
old age.
They're going to die of old age.
I'm telling you, as soon as they stop producing eggs. Like yesterday, I was on the fence. I'm like, well, do we kill them now? No eggs. What do we do?
Wow. Not cool.
I'm not going to be the one to kill our chickens unless it's accidental. You know, they jump in front of my archery range.
So the day when I was leaving, I was like, I don't think Sunny's in the cage. I don't think she's down in the run. Because Easy was like running back and forth with that like.
Yeah, if Easy's pacing.
Yeah,
Sunny's
that
not
crazed,
in the run.
I got to get out of here. And I thought, Sunny's definitely out. And I looked around the car and I didn't see her. And then when I drove out, I kind of went slowly. And I thought, I just had a feeling she was somewhere around. And of course, I drove right by her. Hidden in the bushes. But
yep.
On her egg. Little shit. She's so cute. Yeah, people are going to think you're an asshole. Killing puppies and fucking killing chickens.
You're the one who killed the puppy, not me. I'm going to put it in the freezer.
I did not kill a puppy. You need to stop that. That's really awful. What the hell is wrong with you? Everything. Everything's wrong with you.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's because you didn't get a puppy. I'm going to get you a puppy now.
Oh, Jesus. Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm going to get you a puppy.
Yeah, if you do, make sure it's a chihuahua.
Oh, why?
I just can't think of a more annoying dog.
Not all chihuahuas are annoying.
No. Not all chihuahuas.
What kind of a dog would you get if you could get a dog? I mean, you could get a dog, but if we did get a dog, what would you want?
Probably an Australian Shepherd.
That's so funny because we have one available to us right now. Are you kidding?
Yes.
Oh.
No, I don't know. I've always been kind of a husky.
Yeah, you like big dogs. I like blue heelers. Although
I like Sam. Sam was a great blue heeler.
He was a great dog.
He was the best dog ever.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it.
Mockaloo was pretty awesome too, though.
Yeah, I didn't
you didn't
know
Mockaloo
so well.
He was such a good dog. He was like a black lab mix. He was a mutt. Super cool dog. I don't know. I really like those Shibu Inus. Shibu Imu.
Shibu Inu.
Yeah, Shibu Inu. They're beautiful dogs.
Yeah, I don't know what their temperament is like.
They're pretty hyper.
I think they're kind of...
You know what I really like? Are those little long... They're not wiener dogs. They're like basset hounds.
You like hounds?
So do you remember when we went on that walk and you took a picture of that couple and they had their dog and the dog was kind of off leash? You have it on Instagram.
Yeah, that was definitely a hound.
Yeah,
that
they're so adorable. I love them. Let's be clear. I do not want a dog that drools.
Right, which is too bad because I do like bulldogs, but no. I just don't like the amount of drool out of them.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
They're such cool dogs.
They're fucking gross. Well, why are they cool? What's cool about them?
They're very loyal and they're just, you know, a good low energy. If you want a low energy dog, that's...
Well, that's true.
You know, they just kind of sit around with you.
They're similar to a cat in that way.
Yeah.
We're more like cat people.
Well, that's why we have a cat and not a dog, I suppose.
Yeah. I want a dog, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid that we don't have enough time to dedicate. And I would feel guilty.
Or the alternative is... It forces you to get out of the office. Because now you got to walk the dog a couple times a day. You know, and you got to get out of your routine that you're in now. You know, you go on a walk with the dog. Go on another walk with the dog. Take two walks a day instead of one.
So let's get Bo.
I mean, we could.
I wonder what Mishka... I don't know. I'm afraid.
The thing is that Bo likes to sleep on furniture.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that.
I'm not down with that. I'm not down with another animal in my bed.
You think he'd want to sleep in bed with us?
I don't know.
There's no room. There's just no room. Yeah, he'd have to sleep.
There's no room in the king's eyes.
I guess my fear is that, like, he would sleep in the bedroom and then Mishka would hide and be afraid.
Right.
And she would just never get over it. I feel like we have to wait till she's gone, till we get another pet.
Well, I do think she would get over it. I think she's, I don't know, pretty resilient. But I wonder about Beau's curiosity with cats.
He seems very curious.
Like, not in a I'm going to eat this thing sort of way.
True.
Just like, oh, hey, what's that? And then constantly pestering the cat. Which, yeah. You know, maybe would be great for us, because then Mishka isn't bothering us throughout the day because she's constantly pestered by a dog.
Aww.
Instead of sleeping in the chair in the office and then awake all damn night.
Right.
And meowing at us at 4 in the morning.
Oh my gosh, last night she kept me up so much. I don't know. Yeah. So, did you see what happened when she was laying beside us? She was in between us, and all of a sudden she like popped up and it woke me up.
Oh, she freaked out because of the birds she outside the window.
Yeah, and she like went toward the window and she was like tripping. So I thought, what the hell?
I looked up.
And I lifted the blind and there was a yellow, it wasn't a yellow finch. It was a, what are the yellow birds?
Chickadees?
No. Anyway, it was a yellow bird and it was like attacking bugs. There was probably some bugs up in a cobweb or something. And it was going after the bugs and Mishka was.
Oh, see, I didn't see
tripping
it.
Tripping over it.
I saw Mishka and her reaction and you move the blind. But I didn't see the, it was an oriole?
An oriole. Yeah, oh, it was a bright yellow oriole. It was really cool because I was sort of upside down and I lifted the blind and I saw the bird come up toward the window and grab a bug and fly off, and she was tripping over it. It was cool though. I went back to sleep. She sat in the window. It was good.
Right.
I just got to chill. I haven't had a hot flash in hours. Fuck yeah.
Woo. Yeah, I guess.
That's something to celebrate.
Yeah, take the small victories, I guess.
Absolutely. I love small victories. My life is filled with them.
No big ones, but...
No, I have big ones, too. I have big ones. Well, I think we should close on this.
Yep.
Good luck and good night. Just kidding. Oh, was that Robert R. Murrow?
Edward
R. Murrow.
R. Murrow.
He's fabulous.
Good night and good luck.
Oh, yeah. That's how it went. Thanks. Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. You're the fucking journalist. You tell me.
Yeah, that's right. I've been drinking. I don't know what I'm talking about. Speaking of, I need more wine.
God damn it.
No. That just means we can just close and we can just say, you know what? We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to
Married with Chickens. Wait, let's try it again.
What?
Thank you for listening to
Married with Chickens.
So what's the intonation going to be? Married with Chickens or Married with Chickens?
I don't know. I think it's all pretty stupid.
It is stupid, but that's not the point. The point is, how are we going to say it? Married with Chicken. Married with Chickens.
Thank you for listening to Married with Chickens.
Ooh, that's it. I like that. Let's do it again.
All right. Thank you for listening to Married with...